Now you will have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen to the final part of the conversation and answer questions 7 to 10.
So, is anybody doing anything about all this?
Thankfully, yes. The RSPB is campaigning to stop this loss of biodiversity by putting pressure on the government to invest money to rescue and protect threatened habitats.
But I thought you said that farmers were to blame.
Well, the RSPB is calling on the government to reform the Common Agricultural Policy so that agricultural subsidies only go to environmentally friendly farmers.
I guess that would encourage them to change the way they do things.
That's right. And there's a further initiative which encourages farmers to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
What's that then?
They're being asked to turn off their seed drills occasionally for a count of 2 seconds when sowing winter cereals. This will leave small areas of land, about 4 metres square, that can be used by skylarks for nesting and feeding.
And will farmers do this?
As an incentive, they're being offered £5 for each skylark plot. The RSPB is aiming for 2 plots in every hectare of land.
And will this work?
Hopefully. The RSPB reckons that if these empty patches are created on just 1/5 of Britain's arable farmland, the decline of the skylark could be halted and then reversed.
Well, that's very interesting. Let's hope it works.
Yes, let's.